This is Hot 102.7 Business. I'm Simon Brown, standing in today for Jeremy Maggs, and we have markets at all-time highs, which is always a great way to start a week. On the show today, our hot topic, have empowerment laws been changed or being changed to sort of bring Starlink in? We're going to chat with Google Uri. He's editor of Tech Financials to get the inside story on that. In entrepreneur space, companies driving township logistics. Chat with Elshin Govender. He's head of commercial operations at Delivery Car Speed. They're becoming experts in that last mile of delivery. Our expert is John Kennedy, Citadel director. Designing your dream retirement. We're living longer, which is a good thing. We are living healthier, also a good thing, but our retirement needs to be perhaps adapted to fit that stark reality. Our expert is Arno Janssen van Vuren from Futurize, protecting your child's education when the future is often feeling very uncertain. And markets, David Shapiro, Sasfin Securities. Starting with Google Uri, he's head of Tech Financials. Google, appreciate the time this evening. A director from our communications minister late last week. There's a lot of moving parts. Essentially, he wants to make a slight change to the Electronic Communications Act, and this would enable foreign telecom operators to enter the market. Is that a sort of fair, sort of high-level summary of what the minister was proposing last week?
Thanks for having me, Simon. I think it's fair what the minister is proposing. Basically, what the Minister of Communications is trying to do is to harmonize the Electronic Communications Act with the broad-based Black economic empowerment regulations. As you know very well, that in the past 30 years, a number of companies came to South Africa to try to invest, but they were unable to sell equity stake to local companies. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it was decided, I think it was in the era of Matsepe Kasaburi, because companies like Microsoft, IBM, they were trying to find a way around dealing with BEE, and then equity equivalent was created to accommodate them to comply with the regulations. So therefore, what the minister is trying to do is exactly that.
So this really is just bringing, this is not changing our laws or anything. This is more about bringing the Electronic Communications Act kind of into line with our BEE acts. And as you said, particularly that equity equivalent investment program, which has been used by a number of global multinationals, is just bringing it in line with for telcos.
That's correct. But maybe if I may add into that, is that sometimes we need to be aware of processes that government and regulators that govern the industry that do to ensure that certain regulations that impact certain entities mm-hmm. are done correctly. Last year in February, if I'm not mistaken, CASA, which governs the communications industry, invited satellite operators who were interested to come and operate in South Africa to send written opinions about how they want to be governed in the satellite space. Mm-hmm. And they requested public participation for people to send their own comments. And thereafter, in February this year, they hold public hearings around how satellite operators need to be regulated, including the issue of broad-based Black economic empowerment mm-hmm. and the issues of equity equivalent came up during the hearings. So this is not new, but I think we need to emphasize that we might have a problem because South Africa, especially a regulator called the CASA, hasn't finalized the regulations. That's why maybe the minister has jumped the gun to say that we need to infuse the spirit of broad-based Black economic empowerment to accommodate companies that we know very well that they're not going to sell their equity stake. To emphasize, this is not about Starlink. It's about a number of satellite companies that wants to come and invest in South Africa. For example, you've got companies like Amazon Caper. You've got Global Link, which is already working with MTN. AST Mobile, that is working with Vodacom and in partnership with their parent company, Vodafone. The Chinese companies are also here with satellite. Why is that happening? It's because technology is moving in a fast-paced speed. Maybe, Simon, we need to ask ourselves, is ICASA still irrelevant? Because this infusion of equity equivalence would have been done a long time ago. Because as we have said already, that there are certain IT companies that are already using that kind of regulations. Why wait until certain investors wants to come to the country and all of a sudden there's going to be an issue in parliament?
I take your point, and you make a great point there. This isn't about Starlink or the Oval Office meeting of last week, because this markedly predates it. It even predates the comments from Elon Musk earlier in the year around Starlink. This, and I take your point around, particularly around ICASA, who with respect to them, really perhaps have been the stumbling block. And I like your point. This is a fast-moving industry. This is not, you know, new technology, you know, almost weekly in some cases. And ICASA perhaps is really kind of holding us back as a country and as an economy.
Maybe just to emphasize on that, Simon, because I think if I'm not mistaken, there was a telecom stalwart who said that ICASA needs to be rejigged because it's not longer relevant in the market. Mm. They're regulating an industry that is moving in a fast pace speed. Mm-hmm. For example, you've got a new technologies that are emerging like ChatGPT, which are being pushed by AI, and we're going to have cloud computing that is coming into our market. How do you regulate such things that are happening now? Do we need to stop them and say that as a country, we are still deciding how we're going to regulate you? But here's a killer to South African people, especially young people who are unemployed. Are you saying to them, regulations must be a stumbling block to creating jobs?
Yeah, yeah.
To creating an economy that is flourishing. Because we need to wake up and say that the technology that is coming for satellite in South Africa is not only coming to South Africa. It's a trend that is happening globally.
Yeah, and I like your point. How do you explain to someone who's fresh out of school or perhaps unemployed and say to them, you must wait for the regulation? You want a job, you want a career. A last question is, I understand the proposals are draft. There will be comment from industry players over the next 30 days before it's finalized. But there is hope that perhaps in the next couple of months we could have this completely resolved.
I don't think so.
No.
Being in South Africa and seeing how politicians then muddle things, Parliament is already starting to do that. The opposition parties are already starting to do that. We're going to create a problem for ourselves. But I'm not a politician. Mm. I'm just a writer. I hope that people will understand that South Africa is not an island. And I'll emphasize also, capital goes where there's opportunities. The capital that is looking at our market wants to invest on us. And at the Oval, we were told that South Africa is struggling as an economy. We need investors. So we must open our doors. I'm not saying we're opening a door to Elon Musk only. Yeah. We're opening doors to any willing investor that is interested in ensuring that my cousin, my friend, a youngster who's growing in a small town is able to have an economic opportunity to come and be a better person. We don't need politicians to block investment in our country.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe Simon, to stop at that, is that we need, as South Africa, a serious debate around this 30% equity, which has benefited the few, but a youngster who's sitting in Sishiko will never see the benefits of 30% equity.
Yeah, and that investment, I mean, it's, as you say, it's not just technology. They bring jobs, they bring money, they bring infrastructure. It helps our economy. And I like your point, perhaps politicians should stand aside because we are not an island. But we'll leave it there. That's Google Uri. He's editor, Tech Financials. Appreciate the time.
When you choose Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, you get access to our transactional banking solutions. Accessing our transactional banking solutions means you'll get a dedicated manager from the country's best relationship bank. When you have a dedicated relationship manager, their business is to understand your business and its financial needs. By understanding all your needs, they can connect you with the right sector and product experts across 15 key African markets. You see, there's transactional banking, then there's transactional banking with us. Search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.